stuff when I thought I was going to go on to become an archaeologist. That was my minor when I was going to Harvard Med, was archaeology. Yes, well, it was kind of like the medical profession. Them bones, them dry bones. I thought it fascinating to uncover civilizations long since swept off the earth, to find remnants, pottery, mummified remains of people that had dreams and hopes. I'd oftentimes sit there in pyramids, smelling the air as it must have smelled thousands of years ago, looking at the body of a pharaoh, thinking, oh, with a swipe of his hand, he could have the heads of 1,000 enemy cut off, and now look at him.
Dead.
Well, one day I was pouring through some new ruins on this dig we were on, and I found something. I held it up in a pair of tongs, and I thought, this is pretty hideous looking. I examined it as carefully as I could, and then I put it in a plastic bag and mailed it off to the Smithsonian Institute for Research. I wrote a note. Could you examine this, please? I believe I've found the petrified pud of a powerful Persian potentate. Well, a month later, a letter came back to me. It said, you were wrong, Mr. Griesmanelli. What you found was the calcified crud left by a Caucasian who crept into the crypt and crept.